Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circlecraft Studies and Nature Folk. In tonight's encore presentation from 2017, Selena discussed pagan-organized Memorial Day rites across the USA and elsewhere, including honoring pagan war dead, decorating their gravesites, and supporting their families and other loved ones. Tonight's rebroadcast also includes an interview with Candy Toth, mother of Sergeant Jason Schumann, a pagan soldier killed in action in Iraq on May 19, 2017.
Welcome to Circlecraft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we explore Memorial Day remembrances. We'll take a look at how pagans have celebrated Memorial Day in the past, how they're celebrating in the present. We'll also be doing an honoring of pagans who have been killed in action. And we have a special guest on our show as we talk about also supporting families and other loved ones of those who are killed in action. Let's begin with an honoring of the sacred directions and the elements, an honoring that can be done as part of Memorial Day rites, meditations, and prayers. Powers of the earth, powers of north, we greet you, we honor you, we welcome you here. Watch over all those who are serving on land. We give thanks to those who have served and sacrificed as part of their work on land. Powers of East, powers of air, we greet you, we honor you, we welcome you here. Watch over all those who are serving in the air. And we pay our respects to those who have served and who have paid the ultimate price, who have been killed in action as they've been in the air. Powers of South, powers of fire, we greet you, we honor you, we welcome you here. Watch over all of those who are serving under fire, who are dealing with fire. And we honor those who have served and who have been killed by fire. Powers of West, powers of water, we greet you, we honor you, we welcome you here. Watch over all of those who are serving on, under, and by water. We honor all of those who have served with water and have died by water as part of their service. powers of center, powers of spirit, powers of the divine is one, the divine is many, the divine is God and Goddess, divine that is all, divine that is none, divine that is within, divine that is around. We honor you, powers of spirit and center. Watch over all those who are serving in all branches of service. Watch over those who are assisting those who are serving. Watch over those loved ones who are supporting those who are serving. And powers of spirit, we honor those who have died, killed in action. We honor them at this time of Memorial Day. We remember them, honor them. We salute them for their life, their service, their sacrifice. Powers of spirit, we call to you to bring healing and strength, support to mothers and fathers, to spouses, to children, to other family members, to other loved ones of those who have died in service. Powers of spirit, watch over America, watch over our planet. Be in us and with us at this Memorial Day and in the times to come. So mote it be. Memorial Day has a history that goes back to ancient times when it was customary in ancient pagan cultures to decorate the graves of loved ones who have been killed in wars and other loved ones with flowers. So Memorial Day with the decoration of graves really has some ancient pagan roots. Memorial Day as a holiday within the United States really goes back to the Civil War. It was called Decoration Day in many places, and both those in the North and those in the South, most especially the women, would take flowers and place them on the graves of their loved ones who died in the Civil War. Over time, after the Civil War, Memorial Day was set for May 30th. And then in more recent time, it became the fourth Monday in May. And actually, not only became that Monday, but Memorial Day observances started happening over the course of the weekend. Many people see the long holiday weekend as the official start of summer. Indeed, the weather is warmer, schools have had graduation or will shortly, and the whole ushering in of the summer for many people is what Memorial Day is. But Memorial Day is an American holiday specifically dedicated to honoring the memories of those killed in action in the U.S. military who've died in service of the country. For some people, it has expanded to be a time to visit cemeteries, to decorate graves, not only of loved ones who have died in service of the country, but other veteran graves as well. And it's expanded even more for some people to visit grave sites of all loved ones and to leave flowers and other mementos there. I grew up in Northern Virginia, and one of the most powerful things about Memorial Day from my youth, which continues to be part of my life through the wonders of technology and television, is paying respects to the fallen at Arlington National Cemetery. There are flags placed at all of the grave markers, many of which are upright marble markers or headstones, but there are also brass markers in the columbarium, and there are a variety of different types of markers honoring those who have served, and in some cases their spouses also are buried with them. So what are some things that could be done at Memorial Day? How do pagans celebrate Memorial Day? How do pagans honor those who have died in service of the country on Memorial Day? I put that question out on a variety of different social media, mostly Facebook, and many people who replied talked about burning a candle on Memorial Day in memory of those who've died. Some have Memorial Day as a time where they do service. Others, especially those with Native American ancestry, may take part in some special honoring in Native tradition, and pagans such as myself that ancestrally have roots not only in nature religions of old Europe, but those of this country and Native American traditions, may do some specific prayers and blessings on Memorial Day. Certainly, one of the things that I do on Memorial Day is some type of ceremony. What kind of ceremony really depends on the year. I go to Circle Cemetery, which is located at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, which is near Barneveld, Wisconsin, about 45-minute drive west of Madison, Wisconsin, in the south-central part of the state. And I go up to our Veterans Ridge at Circle Cemetery on Memorial Day if I happen to be in Wisconsin at that time. And generally, it's not myself. I get someone else to do this. And we have the first Wiccan killed in action in Operation Enduring Freedom, some of his ashes at our cemetery, Sergeant Patrick Stewart, and I do a special salute there. But I also take that Memorial Day time as an opportunity to go to the grave sites of all of our veterans that have pinnacle markers on their gravestones. This year, on Memorial Day Sunday, we will be dedicating the 9th VA-issued pinnacle marker and doing an interment of tokens of remembrance and some ashes for Captain Dennis Presser, a longtime member of the Circle Sanctuary community, also one of the coordinators of the Bonfire Circle and the drumming there at the Pagan Spirit Gathering. He served in the U.S. Army and the Army Reserve, and he was one of the veterans that worked with me, with Roberta Stewart, the widow of Sergeant Patrick Stewart, who was killed in 2005 in Afghanistan, and with the rest of our team on the Veteran Pinnacle Quest. We were represented by Americans United for Separation of Church and State as we went to the courts to get the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to finally approve the pinnacle, the encircled five-pointed star, which is the emblem of belief for Wiccans and many other pagans, to authorize that for use at grave markers, on grave markers honoring deceased veterans. And he went public about being pagan and being a pagan military veteran in 2006 as part of the follow-up media coverage that happened the day that Americans United, representing Circle Sanctuary and loved ones connected with us who had lost loved ones, veteran loved ones, and one who had a veteran in the final stages of life at a VA hospital. He spoke out about being a veteran and the need to put the pinnacle on the gravestone that he would get after he died. Well, we are having the opportunity to fulfill his wishes, and I am very sad that he's no longer with us, but I am very glad that he was willing to be amongst those speaking publicly about the need to have equal rights for pagan veterans in terms of the adding of the pinnacle marker, pinnacle to the list so it can be on markers. So, Veterans Day, what are some other ways that pagans are celebrating Veterans Day? Many pagans will take time out and do a meditation, may kindle a candle, may do a salute, may go to a cemetery and decorate a gravesite or to visit gravesites. Some Memorial Days, there have been a series of synchronized pagan Memorial Day ceremonies where people from different traditions in different locations in the country are all doing rituals and linking in with each other. This year, we are doing a series of Memorial Day observances. We will be at Circle Cemetery on Sunday, honoring the life and service of Captain Dennis Presser. Some Circle Sanctuary ministers, including David and Jeanette Ewing, who assist me with the show each week, will be at cemeteries. And a full moon is happening as Memorial Day weekend comes this year. And at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, we will be doing a sacred land honoring on Friday night. And just prior to that ceremony, some of us will be over at Circle Cemetery and doing some decorating of the graves there. So part of the Memorial Day traditions for pagans is to do ritual and to honor the dead, to honor those who have done the ultimate sacrifice. And some pagans have Memorial Day as a time of honoring pagan rites for honoring the pagan veterans who have died. For it was Memorial Day of 2006 that the quest to get the pinnacle added to the VA list reached a new level, in that Roberta Stewart, myself, and Chaplain William Crystal all took part in an interreligious service calling for equal rights on Memorial Day at a park near the Veterans Cemetery in Fernley, Nevada. As a result of that Memorial Day, which was well attended by locals as well as media, including national media, the story of the, at that time, 9-year quest to get the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to approve the Pinnacle made national and global news. And coming out of that, we got many offers of help for our legal action, which eventually came to pass. In 2007, on April 23rd, the symbol went onto the list. And as part of the settlement, as I worked with our AU attorneys who are in touch with the attorneys representing the VA, we made arrangements that the first markers with pinnacles on them to be issued by the VA would be turned around quickly and done so that they could be in public and private cemeteries where there were grave sites of the fallen, as well as other veterans who are pagan, in time for Memorial Day. So at Circle Cemetery in 2007, Memorial Day, we dedicated the first three of the pinnacle markers that we now have, and there'll be 9 by the end of this Memorial Day weekend that have all been dedicated. And Memorial Day that year in 2007 has gone down in history as a time when the pagan veterans who had died in wars, as well as other pagan veterans and their families, finally got equal rights in that regard. We also have to look at Memorial Day as not only a time for celebrating the Pinnacle Quest victory, and this year we also will honor and give appreciation to the VA for the Hammer of Thors that is now on the VA's list. A father and a son are having it on their markers from the VA. But it's a time for honoring the fallen, those who have been killed in service, and it's a time for remembering those who are loved ones of those who have been killed in action and who have died in other ways connected with war. I am very thankful that as we consider ways of supporting the loved ones of pagans and others of other faiths who have been killed in action on as part of Memorial Day observances, I'm very thankful that we have the mother of one of the Wiccan soldiers to be killed in action on our show as a guest tonight. And I'm going to check in with David Ewing to see if our special guest has arrived and is ready to be on the show.
Hello, this is Dave Ewing here. She is, and I'll bring her in now.
Thank you.
Hello, Candy.
Hi.
Hi. Candy Glisson is the mother of Sergeant Jason Schumann, and I really want to thank you for being part of this Memorial Day Remembrances show.
Well, I want to thank you and everyone involved for asking me. I'm quite honored.
Well, and one of the things about the timing of when Jason was killed in action is that mm-hmm. he was the first Wiccan, first pagan, to be killed in action after the VA finally added the pinnacle to its list of emblems of belief that could be included on the grave markers it issues. And
yes.
And the first four markers were issued on May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And two went to Arlington National Cemetery for Abe Koyman and his spouse Rosemary, and for Jan Deanna O'Rourke, who is a spouse of a military veteran who is actually Christian, and two went to Circle Cemetery, Sergeant Patrick
mm-hmm.
Stewart, who was killed
yes.
in action, who I mentioned before, and Jerome Birnbaum, a veteran of the Korean War. So
mm-hmm.
why don't you tell us a little bit about Jason, so we get to know him, how he was in life, and then if you're open to sharing about his military service as well, that would be appreciated.
I'm open to anything. Well, Jason was my middle son, and he was a very quiet individual. He had a very, very quiet voice. He loved to go sailing, loved to draw. He wrote a lot of novellas, a lot of historical novellas. He would go and do research and, you know, just make sure that they were perfect. And I kept telling him, Jason, you should get these published, because at the time of his death, I had my master's, but when he started writing, I was working on my master's in history, because he had put so much work, and he had such a beautiful way of writing. And he said, no, I want to keep those for myself. But he was very polite. He thought cows were hilarious. He had a little boy that he just thought the world of. And he loved his wife, Laura. His little boy's name was Joe. And that's just a little bit of Jason at the top of my head.
How did he come to decide to go into the service?
Well, his dad had been in the Air Force, and he was always interested in the military. When he told me he was going into the Army, my heart just dropped. And with Jason, if you argued with him, it just made him more determined to do it. So I thought, I'm just not going to say anything. So I didn't say anything. And he ended up catching a lot of grief from his stepmother and probably too from his dad about going into the Army. Well, that made the stubbornness kick in, and he decided he was going to go in. He was 17 at the time. So on September 9th, he signed up. Both my ex-husband and myself had to give him permission to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, I'm going to be a cavalry scout. And I said, well, what happened to the idea of becoming a Black Hawk pilot? He said, well, they'll come later. So he went, you know, and he signed up. And then, of course, 2 days later, 9/11 happened. And I spoke to him again, and I said, you know, this might mean you might have to go into action sooner than you might have thought. Are you okay with that? And if you aren't, is there a way that you could get out? And he said he was okay with it. He said there was a way he could get out, but he didn't want to. So that's pretty much how he came to be in the Army, which he loved.
Yeah, well, and I know we have a sad anniversary that has just happened this past weekend on May 19th. And
yeah.
And so May 19th of 2007, which was only a few weeks after the VA finally added the Pinnacle to the list,
mm-hmm.
he died in action. And I'm wondering if you'd be willing to share a bit about how you came to know about that and how you've
about
been dealing with that, you know, how you found out he died, and and a little bit about your journey of grieving and healing.
Well, I think you always grieve. It just, over time, becomes different. And I think that's something that you really have to go through, you know, if you've lost a child. It just becomes different over time. But the way I found out, I figured it out to the time on May 18th in the afternoon. I felt like Jason just went through me. And I felt that my mom line had been disconnected. And I told my husband something's happened to Jason. So I emailed Laura, and I said, is Jason okay? And she said, yeah, you know, he's probably out on a mission. So then the following morning, I saw that my ex-husband's wife had called. And I came back, and there was no answer. So I called my son, Ben, who was at the police academy, going to the police academy in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. He said, your stepmother called. I don't know if there's anything wrong or whatever. And he said, oh, okay. So Ben kept calling every couple hours, you know, saying, well, has anyone called you? Have you heard anything? And I said, no. So finally, I guess it was about 4 o'clock, Benjamin called me, and he was crying. And he had just turned 19 at the time, and he was in the Dakota Air National Guard, which he still is.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm already sitting down. And so I sat down. And he said, Mom, Jason's dead.
Wow.
And I started bawling. And while Ben was calling me, the Army called me and left me a voicemail message saying that Jason had been killed and gave me a number to call. So after I got calmed down, then Ben was coming down from Detroit Lakes to be with me. It took about 2.5 hours. I called that number. And I spoke to this woman, Ms. Johnson, at Dover. And she told me what had happened, that he had been killed in an IED. And she basically read to me from the report. And I asked her, is his body still in the Humvee?
Yeah.
And she said at the time of the report, it still was. And she felt really terrible.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm so sorry to have to tell you this way. And she asked, do you still want a notification team to come out? And I said, yes. Because Jason, for about a month before he deployed, had told me, you know, well, they'll be knocking on your door. This is how you'll be notified. And I had told him, I don't want to hear this, you know. And he said, well, I'm in the safest part of the Humvee, which there is no safe part.
True.
And so they came out. The person who had signed Jason up, this major, his name is Major Connor, and then Lieutenant Colonel Sauer from the Air National Guard base. And they came out because I think Jason would have wanted that.
Yeah.
And then Benjamin arrived. And that was how I found out my son had been killed.
Was there a funeral stateside as well as over in a rock, or was there just one in terms of, you know, remembrance? Sometimes when people are killed in action, they actually have multiple memorials because of the impact death has on the people who are serving in war zones.
I have one of Jason's friends who recently friended me. I knew that there had been a memorial over in Iraq, and he friended me so I could copy pictures that he had from that memorial in Iraq.
Yeah.
He felt that, you know, I was Jason's mother. I had a right, you know, to see him and copy him.
Right.
And then also at Fort Polk, there was a memorial on the base there. And I have the news reports on DVD from that. I think about 800 people attended it on the base. And then when Jason did come home, we all had different CALs, casualty assistant officers.
Right.
I had one, my ex-husband had one, and Jason's wife, Laura, had one. Actually, she had two. She had one in England, and then when she came over to the States, she had another one. And they're not allowed to talk to each other. And my ex-husband had pretty much gone and made the plans for funeral, headstone, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really annoying because when my ex-husband did come over and to me, you know, my cow was there, and I had mentioned, I go, you know, Jason was looking. And the look of extreme disgust on my cow's face is something that I'll never forget. But he didn't have his funeral in the church. He had it in the gym. That was,
mm-hmm.
I guess, like a concession to Laura. And then they allowed her to play a special song that had meaning for her and Jason, and allowed me to read a poem. That was it. My son James was completely cut out. And but he had a Lutheran funeral, and I know that Jason was just spinning because that wasn't what he believed. And originally had a headstone with a cross on it. So I guess it was a month or two afterwards, I was talking to Laura, and I said, you know, he can't have a pentacle on his headstone.
That's right. And you had heard about the success of us finally getting it on the list, it sounds like.
Yeah, I had heard when it happened. I didn't follow on yet, and I debated if I wanted to tell Jason or not, and I thought I wouldn't because, you know, he was at war, and it was during the surge, and so much was happening, I was afraid I would jinx him. And but anyway, she went ahead and made plans to have his headstone replaced. So in December of 2007, he was finally able to get his pentacle on his headstone.
Yeah, I did a Freedom of Information Act request a year after the pentacle was added to the list, which was going through the protocols to find out how many markers had been issued. And part of getting the information that way, you get, there's things that are redacted for confidentiality purposes, but the location of markers and the history of the markers are put forth in that kind of paperwork process with the federal government. And I saw that he had his marker getting replaced, and I was very thankful that that decision was made and was carried out. So there were a number of different ceremonies that happened after his death.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Something I'd like to share with you that I'm sure you're aware, that pagans have been going to his gravesite and his pinnacle marker at his gravesite at Fort Snelling National Cemetery in Minneapolis, Minnesota, for years now, since he got his pinnacle marker, and he's been there. So beginning the following Memorial Day, pagans were there doing ceremonies and honoring him. So he has had a series of pagan ceremonies honoring him now that he's in the other world. And what has helped you along the way as you've been coming to terms with the loss of your son?
Before Jason deployed, he had come down that December, and we were able to have a talk, and he kind of knew he wasn't going to be coming back. And he said, "You know, Mom, I'm okay with dying. And I just don't want to be forgotten." And I told him, "Jason, I promise you, I will never let you be forgotten for as long as I live." So through the internet, you know, and first through MySpace and then through Facebook, you know, I tried to let as many people know about Jason as possible. And the fact now that we do have people going out to his grave who never met him, you know, to honor him, that means the world to me. And I know that Jason is probably smelling that big cheesy grin of his at it. But, you know, the fact that people do remember him on Memorial Day, that really helps quite a bit. And people, I mean, friends that I've met online, you know, who never knew Jason but knew about him, who wear a bracelet all the time in his name, a KIA bracelet in his name, you know, or when I do an event like I did on the 19th, to remember him, you know, to post pictures of the candles, you know, that they've lit for him, or the macaroni and cheese that they've made up. That means quite a bit, you know, the fact that other people that my son remember him as, well, in different ways than those of us who knew and loved him. So things like that really, really help, you know, in terms of dealing with grief. And then as time passes, you know, it does become different. You know, the grief is always there, but you're not getting into the shower every day, you know, to cry tears.
Right.
You try to find things in your life, you know, that you think would make him happy and honor him. So basically things like that.
I am very appreciative of your willingness to come on this show and share about Jason and his life and his service and his sacrifice, and also your own journey of dealing with the fact that he's no longer in this playing in his incarnation. And mm-hmm. I really do think that being able to share about that is an additional way of honoring his memory. And it's my hope that those listening to this Memorial Day Remembrances show will take a moment out as we're listening and connecting, and not only honor him and the other names I will read in a few moments, but also send support to you and all of his loved ones, his wife, his son, you know, people he served with, whether people actually knew him in life or not. He is honored at our Circle Sanctuary Military Ministries section of our website under the Pagan War Dead. And we felt it was really important to be able to share the names of those Wiccans and other pagans who've been killed in action, whose names can be made public. It isn't a complete list, but it is the list of names that have appeared in print or in some other ways. And I really want to thank you for keeping his memory alive, and also for you sharing your journey as part of this Memorial Day Remembrances show.
Well, I thank you. I mean, I really thank you. When Jason was alive, we never wanted to displease Jason. And we had a saying, and we would always say that Jason would be pleased. So in this instance, that Jason would be pleased.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We want to honor the Pagan War Dead that we have listed at the Circle Sanctuary website, as well as those in spirit whose names aren't there, but who also have died in service. If anyone listening knows of a Wiccan or other pagan who's been killed in action or has died as a result of war injuries, we invite you to send that information to us, and if possible, contact information for the family, especially the next of kin, so we can make certain that it's okay to put the names and make them public. So in Afghanistan, Operation Enduring Freedom, we salute Sergeant Patrick Dana Stewart of Fernley, Nevada. Nevada Army National Guard, killed in action, died September 25th, 2005. And some of his remains are buried at Circle Cemetery. And from Operation Iraqi Freedom, we salute and remember Sergeant James W. Price of Cleveland, Tennessee, from the U.S. Army, killed in action. He died September 18th, 2004. He's buried in Sunset Memorial Gardens in Cleveland, Tennessee. We remember and honor Private First Class Stephen P. Snowberger III of Lopez, Pennsylvania, also served in the U.S. Army, killed in action, died May 11, 2006. And he's buried in the Brown Family Cemetery near Lexington, North Carolina. We remember and honor Sergeant Jason Allen Schumann of Haley, Minnesota, who served in the U.S. Army and was killed in action and died May 19, 2007. He's buried at Fort Snelling National Cemetery, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We honor and remember Specialist Charles Thomas Heinlein Jr. of Hemlock, Michigan, served in the U.S. Army, killed in action, died July 31, 2007. He's buried in Section 60 of Arlington National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia. And we remember and honor Private First Class Juckton R.P. McDaniel of Andover, New Hampshire, served in the U.S. Army, died December 17, 2007, buried in New Hampshire State Cemetery in New Hampshire. And we remember and honor Sergeant Michael Bramer of Fayetteville, North Carolina. He served in the U.S. Army from and died of severe head injuries in combat in October of 2006. And he died in California. Actually, he had the injuries in October of 2006, but he died of the injuries on January 17th of 2007. And he's buried in Oak Grove Cemetery in Bath, Maine. And we honor those whose names do not yet appear on this list. And we want to send special support to Candy and to all the other loved ones of Pagans who have served their country and have been killed in action, and to all those of other faith traditions and philosophies who have given their life in service of this country, and send support to their families as well. We remember you. We honor you. We send support to your loved ones. So mote it be.
Mote it be.
And now I invite David and Jeanette Ewing to come on and say hello to you, Candy. Thank you for being on this show. And David and Jeanette, welcome, and Memorial Day blessings.
Welcome to you, and Memorial Day blessings to you as well. And
our condolences to you, Candy, for your loss.
Thank you.
This is a...
Pardon me?
This was a bit of a rough thing to listen to this evening. I really appreciate you sharing the story.
Oh, I'm honored. I'm very honored.
And just to let you know, there are people here on the chat who are also listening and that really appreciate you telling your story as well. And I think it kind of touched some people listening in, and I'm sure others who will be listening in the future as well. I think it really, you know, hearing the story really just kind of drives home the, you know, what Memorial Day really means and what sacrifice really means. And, you know, we've known other family members of those who've been killed in action. We met, you know, we know, and we've met Roberta Stewart, and we had the honor of meeting Robert Heinlein.
Yeah, his father.
Yeah, his father. We met his father 1 year on the day, on Memorial Day a couple of years ago. He had driven overnight all the way down from Michigan to be there on Memorial Day.
To visit his son's marker there at Arlington Cemetery. And, you know, it's it's really...
I think Memorial Day is so important to us, too, because that's when Jason's body came home.
So for you, in addition to having that be a day when the rest of the country is paying respects to those who've been killed in action, that had an additional meaning to you because that's when his body returned to the States.
Yeah, that's when he arrived at the Fargo Jet Center in Fargo, North Dakota. And that's when it really hit, that it really happened. Because you have this time, you know, all this time from when you find out. We had 11 days, and then this body came home. And that's when it really hit. It was like a slap in the face.
Yeah, and I am hoping that all listening to the show tonight and those who will be listening later, because this is part of a series of Memorial Day remembrances events that Circle Sanctuary is doing this year, that people will not only pay respects but also send you and all of his loved ones, whether related or not, those who served with him and others, send some support to you all.
I appreciate that.
And I also want to invite our listeners to tune in to upcoming Pagan Warrior radio shows. David and Jeanette Ewing and Pamela Kelly are doing shows every Wednesday night, 8 to 9 p.m. Central Time, 9 to 10 Eastern Time. And David and Jeanette, what do you have coming up tomorrow and your Memorial Day show the week after?
So, yes, Dave here. So tomorrow we'll be talking about the Thor's hammer that was recently added to the list of approved symbols by the Department of Veterans Affairs. And we'll talk about the other symbols on the list. We'll talk a little bit of the history of the Pentacle Quest, and we'll discuss what the process is to have a symbol added to the list, and a little bit about what people should think about having in place to make sure that their wishes are followed, after they pass, as far as like what symbol they want and that kind of stuff. So, those are pretty important topics, pretty important things that people need to talk about that we tend to try, as a society, we don't tend to talk about that. And, we want to make sure that it's out there, that people know that, yes, we can talk about these things and the efforts that are going on to try to make sure that, people get what they want after they pass. And then next week will be on a Memorial Day special. We'll be talking about our visit, which we're doing to Arlington National Cemetery on Monday, on Memorial Day. So on Wednesday, we'll talk about that visit and some remembrances, Memorial Day-related remembrances then as well.
Well, Candy, thank you again for being part of our show and continuing your work and not only remembering Jason and helping others also remember him, but also helping us all know firsthand from talking with you about the journey of loved ones who have lost those who have served in the U.S. military as a result of them being killed in action. And we wish you the best and hope that the support that you're getting tonight from us here on the show, in the chat, and the many people listening on their mobile devices, on their computers, and those who will be listening, we hope that support will help you and all your loved ones at this Memorial Day time.
Thank you so much. I definitely appreciate it.
Well, we give thanks to the powers of earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. We give thanks to the sacred directions of north, east, south, west, center. We give thanks to the divine as one and the divine in many forms. We give thanks to the pagan warrior spirit. We give thanks to community, to love that never dies. So mote it be.
An American soldier came home today, wrapped up as cargo in an American flag. He asked for one sweet silent symbol on his grave, but the VA gun said, "Sorry, son, request a night." Well, he served as any other with his hands. Prayed to Father Sky, he bowed down to Mother Earth. He honored air and water and the fire he danced around. But you didn't honor him before you put him in the ground. It's a symbol, it's a sign, it stands for everything divine. Excuse me, sir, I think you're wrong. I checked him the last time I read the doctrine. It said, practicing your faith is not a crime. So let this soldier rest, honor his request. You sent that little girl crying home from school, told her she was evil and she disobeyed the rules. You took away her pendant, grandmother's gift, but the other kids are free to wear their. And she knows that if you catch her, that you'll have her expelled. She's frightened every member of the family's gone to hell. She's all messed up, she's 5 years old, she doesn't know her rights. But her daddy is a lawyer, so get ready for the fight.
Freedom of faith, freedom of religion, freedom to stand up and fight. For what we believe in, freedom of speech, freedom of faith, freedom of religion, freedom to stand up and fight. For what we believe in, freedom of style, for
and thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.